Wish him, baby. This your boy J Blood Macadone, rocking with Royal Crush Takeover Radio. You already know, man. Drop that hot music.
JC. Yeah, I'm grateful for the struggle. I appreciate the rain. Through all the adversity, I still prevail. Listen.
Let's go.
Car full of clothes. Cold and lonely nights. Damn near we're homeless.
Alrighty. Yep. Hey, everybody. Hope y'all are having a great day today. You're listening to another episode of the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show. Today is June the 4th. I am your
can
girl,
you
Royal Crush Keisha. Yes, I can hear you, sir.
All right, what's going on, everybody?
How are you, sir?
I'm good, and yourself? What's going on out
great.
There?
Yeah, well, I got a shout out to my sister, Erica. Today is her birthday. And I also got to shout out my nephew, Joshua. He graduated kindergarten, so I'm super proud of him. I'm going to put a picture of him in his cap and gown on my page a little later tonight. So, I had to get that out of the way, but I'm doing good. You know, can't complain.
That's good. It's hot out here in Baltimore. I don't know where else it's hot, but it's hot here.
This weather is nice.
Doesn't mean the coronavirus is over because of the heat?
No, the coronavirus is not over because of the heat. That is a false myth. That's not true. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, hopefully soon, right. But no, that one right there isn't true. But
there is opening some places, though.
Yes, they is. Yeah. Well, let's get into, the first track of the day. This is I'm Mad by Ice Squad.
Ice Squad? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody new. I don't know. Who it is.
Me crazy. I'm making a difference daily. Making a difference daily. Making a difference daily. Society driving me crazy. I'm making a difference daily.
Making a difference daily. Trying to persuade me. You cannot save me. Doing the same thing and get the same results. I know you cannot change me. Looking at me strangely, thinking that I'm crazy because the stuff you're saying never will sustain me. Man, look. All right. Switch it up. Hey. How does it feel when you spitting lies in the booth? You ain't living the truth.
Hey.
Misleading the youth and they steady dying. They look at you, that's in the proof.
Hey.
How does it feel? Mistreating queens and then they don't know how to deal. And then you get mad because she don't love you, but you found to show her what's real. You ain't a man because you tore the gun and you steady flaunting the bands. She need a man, not just a boy who replaced love with some cash.
This society we living in. Oh, y'all making me mad. This society we living in. Oh, y'all making me mad.
Reaching to you because I'm mad. Speaking the truth cause I'm mad.
Hey.
Killing the boo cause I'm mad. I got the juice cause I'm mad.
Ooh.
Reaching to you cause I'm mad. Speaking the truth cause I'm mad.
Hey.
Killing the boo cause I'm mad.
Hey.
I got the juice cause I'm mad.
Hey.
I'm making a difference daily.
Hey.
Making a difference daily.
Hey.
Society driving me crazy. I'm making a difference daily.
Ooh.
Making a difference daily.
Hey.
Making a difference daily.
Hey.
Society driving me crazy. I'm making a difference daily.
The squad had to say this a go. I think that they already know. We changing the game, that's for sure. They still trying to hate on the low. We standing for everything right, but they just want to see a fight. See, they don't care about your life,
nah.
They just want to get the light. They know that these beats got us mesmerized. So hip-hop has been fully weaponized. No longer a voice we can recognize. They dropping the bag so we compromise. Sold our soul for platinum and gold. Money, cars, clothes, man, that's so old. It's time to revamp our community. We're killing ourselves, what's the unity? We constantly blinded by coonery. Say they real, but they more like cartoonery.
Making it, creating it, handle with care.
care, cause most anger is their favorite. I'm breaking the doors, making the locks for Jada kiss. Oh, after you mad, it's a whole lot of dirt that you ate it in. Whoa, I start and I finish big goals. My echo unlimited, yo. You ripping the pot,
yeah.
Capping, yapping straight to the top.
No, no,
I'm making a different gang,
gang.
We got passion and purpose, integrity as we stand. How we do slaying the fans, positive music got in the movement. Ha, 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 making a difference, jolly I do it. Honest and fluid, artist producers. If my mic is bad, that's right, I'm mad. M-A-Z-Z, now you see me.
Reaching to you cause I'm mad. Speaking the truth cause I'm mad.
Hey.
Killing the boo cause I'm mad. I got the juice cause I'm mad. Reaching to you cause I'm mad. Speaking the truth cause I'm mad. Killing the book cause I'm mad. I got the juice cause I'm mad.
I'm making a difference daily. Making a difference daily. Society driving me crazy. I'm making a difference daily. Making a difference daily. Making a difference daily. Society driving me crazy. I'm making a difference daily.
Alrighty, and we are back. That was I Made by Ice Squad. I definitely didn't like that joint. Yeah, it definitely was nice. We're going to get into this next track, and then we're going to get some callers on. This is
Can I get an announcement before the next track?
Huh?
Can I make an announcement before the next track?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I got slots available for August the 29th and 30th in Montana. Yes, the state of Montana. We got showcases coming up on a special guest there with me, Demon Assassin, also headlining by Raging Nine from Connecticut, and also Maine's own Quarter Pound is going to be there, and Lil Shorty, sponsored by Real Life Magazine. And also shout out to Bridge the Gap Magazine.
Right. Okay.
So any artists or anybody want to get tickets to the event, they can reach me on Mr. Run Tell That on IG.
Okay, cool. Well, that's this next track. This is Rioting by Moody and Breezy.
Yeah. And I put that on God. Like, and that shit a whole hundred, you hear me? Like, that don't stop. Body at the body, you hear me?
Been riding with my Glocks. I've been lurking on my eyes. Trying to catch that pussy slipping. Trying to put one in the box. Close casket, headshot. Either way, I want his top. Hell, dummy, drive some bands. I can send my little box. Just stick to the plan. I just came up with a plot. Break down with the gang. No matter if it's a lie. Cause all we know is murder in my city. We spending about this division. That's Timmy. That bitch on 50, you play. We come and get you, yeah, yeah.
They be coming for an image. That's something you die for. Man, your favorite rapper, bitch, but he can rap his ass off. Me, I'm with this shit way harder than asphalt. Real on real, the real to the all like glass jars. Chuck up off the porch, I ain't really have a choice. We be full of money, little nigga been had a voice. Say the way I talk, I can get that pussy moist. I've been stuckin' since a young man, got a flex to show my muscle. If I love you, then I love you, then it's fuck you, then it's fuck you. Living life like fuckin', fuck until they put me under. All that fuck shit he did, how the fuck he see it coming? Lot of sneak, this ain't going on. Yeah, I'm hearing a bunch of mumbles. Once it's stuck, then it's stuck. That's exactly how I'm coming. You gon' think the wolf had streets piled in the way that if it stutter. One shot from the cutter, you a dead motherfucker. Y'all think y'all, now it's time to do what?
I've been lurking on my eyes. Tryna catch that pussy slipping. Tryna put one in the box. Close casket, headshot. Either way, I want this top. Hell, dummy, drop some bands. I can send my little box. Just stick to the plan. I just came up with a plot. Break down with the gang. No matter if it's a lie. Cause all we know is murder in my city. We spending about this division. That's Timmy. That bitch on 50.
was a joke. We got them hitters cross town, keeping tabs on his hoe. Give him the word and they gon' swerve just like they losing control. Say he won't be when we bring that shit straight to his door. His daughter, mother, aunt, whoever leave their brains on the dough. And if his gang want to follow, we could swing once more. I can lay a nigga down and we can even out the score. High speed when you see me, you speak. Alpha male dominate the weak. Up with him, then we kill his man. We'll laugh about it, then we flex on the gram. Chop a barker like a pit on the lead. Hold close range, spell it, split him in three. Get him gone for a minimum fee. Up it up, get it done in a week. Funny shit, get you punished for free. I'm a devil, you ain't fucking with me. Caution sign on the back of the seat. F and L in the back of the seat. I've been lurking on my eyes. Tryna catch that pussy slipping. Tryna put one in the box. Close casket, he is shot. Even way I want his top. Hell dummy, drop some bang. I can send my little box. Just stick to the plan. I just came up with a plot. Break down with the gang. Moving if it's a lie. Cause all we know is murder in my city. We spending about this division that sent me. That bitch on Whitney, you play. We come and get you, yeah.
TPT, nigga. I told you, bitch ass nigga. Y'all niggas can't fuck with us. It's pressure, bitch ass niggas, yo. You hear me? Don't think nothing of it, yo. You hear me? Think too much, you gon' fuck yourself, bitch ass niggas.
All right, oh, yeah, back. I like that joint as well. That was Ride In by Moody and Breezy. So I see we got some callers. Let's get to the first one.
919-117.
What's up, y'all? This is Tina from Raleigh NC, with Blackout Radio Show, Unspoken ENT Radio Show. Be on air Sunday, 3 to 4 p.m. You can tune in. You can check me out at Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube.com, SoundCloud, TupacTinaTV.com. How y'all doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm good.
How's North Carolina treating you out there and her weather?
Hi.
How's the North Carolina weather?
It's hot as hell out here. It's like 93 degrees right now.
Yeah, definitely. Something is starting to peak its head.
Yes, it is. Gonna be a hot summer.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be hot this summer.
We still in spring, right?
Huh?
We still in spring, ain't we?
Yeah,
I'm
it's still spring.
Yeah, it's still spring.
He said, yeah, officially it is, yeah. But it feel like the summer.
Yeah, it is. Well, I appreciate y'all letting me call in today.
Well, you are so welcome. We definitely appreciate you, you know, for calling in and supporting. And, you know, we'll be calling in your show as well.
All right. That's what's up. I'll talk to you all later. Have a great day.
You too. Definitely. Thanks, sis. Okay. All right. Let's get to the next caller.
315-708.
Hello,
so you know where you're from?
Yep. Hello.
This is Angela Davis. I'm calling from upstate New York. I'm Positive K manager. And I'm calling to let everybody know, you know, Positive dropped a brand new single out. It's called Let's Start Living. He dropped it because it goes with what's going on in the world right now. It's very positive. It's uplifting. And, I mean, is a real hot, is really, really a hot song. And also the video just dropped today. And once you see the video and listen to the song, they mesh. It's just like very beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to definitely check it out after the show, because we surely need some positivity and some love right now.
Yes. And I'm definitely going to talk to you later, and we want to set this interview up with Positive K, so, you know, you can spend some time with him.
Okay. That would be great.
Yes.
Well, we're definitely going to be looking forward to doing that.
Yeah.
All right, well, definitely thank you for calling in. And is there anything else you wanted to promote?
Yes, and we still have the exclusive song out there. We haven't forgotten about exclusive, but we just dropped Let's Start Living because of what's going on right now with the coronavirus and all the rioting and all like that, the protesting. It was a perfect time, like I said, for Let's Start Living.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, listening to it and seeing the video.
Okay. Well, I'll be talking to you later.
All right, talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right.
And definitely be safe out there. All right, let's get to the next one.
209-451.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, yeah. Mirace, was good.
What's up, Mirace? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. What about y'all?
I'm all right, so.
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
Well, today I just want to call in and talk about how my song, Bible Joy, is like the movement for like everything that's going on. Like, yeah, y'all go stream it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, like, it's the movie because, like, all these black people are getting shot and killed, and, like, yeah, it's the movement for the rioting and stuff.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I was definitely going to, you know, check it out. I think, you know, like what we're seeing right now is, you know, very historic times. And I know you have your mom who can definitely explain it to you. So I'm definitely, you know, going to be checking out, you know, like what you're doing right now to just see, you know, like how you're feeling about everything.
Well, how I'm feeling, could be better.
Could be better. That's it.
Yeah.
That's true. It'd be a lot way better.
Yeah, because I don't want, like, all these black people to, like, burn down all our cities, because then, like, we'll just, yeah. Like,
it could be peaceful.
Yeah.
It could be peaceful. Mm-hmm. A lot of people could do a lot of things being peaceful. It's not too many leaders nowadays to actually speak up about what's going on, so. Some of us kind of lost. And a nicer way to put it, they kind of lost. So they're going to be a follower. And that's feeding right into the other race or the other group of people that don't like that other race. So that's not good.
Go ahead.
No, you're fine. And in some sense, I was enlightening you with your time.
Well, I just wanted to keep it short today. Yeah, talk about how Black Boy Joy is the movement. Yeah, thank y'all for letting me call in.
Hey, you remember last week?
You're
we asked
welcome.
You for a freestyle. We asked you for a freestyle last week. You ready for me?
Oh, yeah. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, hello. All right, listen. Baby so bad she ah dang it, I done messed up already. Alright. Baby so bad she relies on petition, distract me in class, now I can't pay attention. It really don't matter, girl. All my work's finished. I drive her dad crazy, that's Dennis and Menace. Whipping up the science class, I'ma be a chemistry, dripping PE, I'll be working on my working with some feelings. Why touch a body, boy, when I can make a killing? It's MMA, baby, we chasing a million. One pick with me and your car through the ceiling. It's MMA, baby, we chasing a million. One pick with me and your car through the ceiling. Ah, dang it. It's like these beeping noise.
It's all good. It's good right there. It's all right.
Yeah, that's why it's a freestyle.
You gonna, it's fine. It's okay. You got support over here.
I'll try to finish next time.
That's fine. You did good, though, man. It's fine. It's a freestyle. You're going to mess up. It's the whole point.
Thank you.
You're not going to be perfect. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, yeah, that's all I want to call in today. All right.
Your video out yet?
Huh?
Your video's out? Did you finish your video shoot?
Yeah. But,
okay.
So, in the works, like, he still has to edit it and all that.
He's
gonna be
okay.
He's gonna be a
That's what's up.
Well, yeah.
Stay cool out there.
Okay, you too.
All right, no problem.
All right, bye, guys.
All right,
you be safe out there. Talk to you next week.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
4-2-4.
Okay. All
right. Hello.
Say your name, where you from?
My name Lakes the Great. Mr. Get With It or Get Lost, live and direct on your set. I'm from Detroit.
Oh, you finally come on air, huh?
Yeah, academic, so he's
finally on. Oh, my goodness. What you got going on, Blue? Oh, man.
Right now, in the next week, we're giving a Stay Strong protest where we're letting all the artists come and donate to the Black Lives Matter cause. And what we're doing is go give away some food to the kids and drinks and give a few toys and items away just to uplift the neighborhood, the show.
Okay. Send me over the details. What day is it going to be?
It's going to be on the 14th on a Sunday fun day.
Oh, man. Might have to take a trip down there.
We got a few live bands coming out, too, going to play for us. And we want all the music to be clean because we're doing it in the public outside. So we definitely want all the music to be clean.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what I was thinking about trying to do.
You know, maybe we could, send you some type of donation or something for things that you need.
Okay. We appreciate that. Definitely appreciate
anytime.
That.
Anytime, man.
But I do have videos out right now. I'm promoting, I'm pushing videos right now. All year, that's all I'm doing is shooting videos. And right now, I'm promoting my kids. We got a song called Hype Me Up for all the kids that like to dance and have fun. We need to get the kids back into having fun and doing it correctly without being violent and tearing up the streets and thinking that's all to this world.
That's what's up.
And also, shout out to my little sister. She lives in Baltimore. She has a non-profit called Hype, helping youth people evolve.
All right, send me all that information. I'll try to do something with her. That's good.
Okay, definitely. I definitely will.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
She's probably not that far from her. Anytime, Lisa.
Yep.
That's what's up.
Well, definitely. Inbox me, how you would like us to send a donation and send me your sister's, non-profit.
Okay, cool.
We appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me.
And you be safe out there. Thank you. Yeah. All righty. We're going to get into this next track right quick, and then we're going to get some more callers on. I'm going out of order a little bit, Black Tia. Let's play About to Go Up by D-Boy featuring CR Dirty.
Yeah, I got you, see? I see what you're saying. Sponsoring all the bad bitches, man.
It's go season.
All the women love me by the way I say too. Anything you can vision, I'ma do it for you. Don't wanna blur up your vision, I'm just throwing the hoop. Timmy Turner, let me show you the proof. Team of visibility, girl, I owe you the truth. I'm a real D-boy, so I come with the coup. Play with many women hearts since I came off the stoop. But all my foolish ways, I'ma change them for you. Full time breaking bread with the crew. Pull up on the app with your shorty in the coupe. Pull up on the whip was drunk over love solitude. I got Dr. Miami and Dr. Curve on speed dial. You know what I'm talking about? All you gotta do is roll with me. I try to tell you, baby. Just the way.
Alrighty, I like that,
Dome, featuring CR, which
yeah.
Also, the video, this is one that I make two guest appearances in the video. We shot the video Monday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, was that was the video that you went to be in?
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday, I went to go there. D-Boy invited me out, and I watched the show. Shout out to everybody that was out there. It was a dope set. It was a dope set. It really was. So I'm being looked out for that on YouTube, all platforms. Y'all can follow D-Boy the Dome on IG, CR Smooth, I think CR Smooth or CR Show on IG.
CR Dirty.
But if it's CR Dirty on IG, he's actually a producer and the producer, engineer, and an artist. The whole shoot was with a female videographer. She's really dope. She's pretty good.
Stuff
like that. So it was good networking. It was a good vibe. The whole set was cool. I love it. I would do it again.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Alrighty. Well, let's get to the next caller.
We got
hello.
606. 606-331.
My fault. I got scared right there. I'm sorry.
Yep. Hello.
How are you guys today, actually?
Who don't find yourself?
I'm finding yourself. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Blaze. I am calling from Kentucky right now, actually. How am I going to say this? It's kind of stupid. I'm hoping to start my own channel soon, and I'm currently a female from, I'm from Columbus, Ohio originally, but I've been in Kentucky the past 6 years of my life. I've had a passion for, like, music, and ever since I was, like, 7, 8 years old, I've wanted to change the world. I've wanted to set my views and let everyone know that they have potential to be the best they can be. I graduated high school early. Like, I'm in foster care. I graduated high school early, and I started college at 17 and a half years old, and I'm almost to my second semester right now. What I wanted to actually say to promote this was with the situation going on in the world right now with George Floyd, everything, I just want everyone to know that they are loved, they have potential, and they do matter. You can do anything you set your mind to. You can be the best. You're going to be – like, anybody can be the greatest. Everybody's the greatest. Like, we all have a life that we got to live, and I feel that most cops, they do take advantage of their badges. But I just want everybody to know that God loves them and that I will be having music. I was going to see if I could promote one of my songs promote the radio station that I want to do, but I don't feel like today would be the right time to do that. I mean, like, I'm free. I just don't want to, like, stop everything, you know?
Yeah, I think you might have sent me a friend request.
Yeah, that was me, because get a hold of Mr. Powell, so it was just like, what do I do?
Okay, well, I saw you, I wasn't ignoring you. I'll definitely hit you up after the, after the show, send you out emails so you can send us your track, and I definitely... appreciate, you speaking on, like, what's going on, like, in the community right now. We definitely do appreciate it.
Like, this, like, I'm 17 years old, and this is sad to see. Like, we should be standing together as one, and we're not doing that. Like, I dream of a world where we live hand in hand, you know, nobody hates anybody. Like, I dream of a world with no hate. Like, why judge someone or why be racist when we bleed the same color? That's my thing, and I can't stand the way of the world right now. Like, I want to change that. I want to be that voice.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, you know, it's that a chat will lead us, and that's kind of, you know, like what's happening. I've seen a lot of, you know, like high school kids just, you know, protesting and being out there and letting their voices be heard, you know, because you guys are basically the future.
See, well, thanks for where I'm 17 years old, where I'm in foster care, they will not allow me to attend this protest. I feel like that violates my, First Amendment. Yeah, that violates my First Amendment. Like, I should be able to go out there and speak my mind and not have to worry about getting in trouble by foster care, which I think that's crazy. Like, I should be able to get my voice out there and say, look, this is my generation. Like, we don't need none of this. Like, you're doing all this violence in front of these little kids. I seen babies getting tear gassed the other day. I was scrolling through TikTok, and there was a 10-year-old little girl. She was African American, and she said, I could die just because of the color of my skin. No kid, nobody should have to say that at all, because everybody is equal in God's eyes. God did not judge anybody when he was on that cross dying for us.
You are exactly right, you know. And I don't know, maybe you need to, you know, just have a, I can understand, you know, like your case manager telling you that, you know, because she wants to, you know, keep you protected and everything. And, you know, she don't want you out there getting into any type of trouble, you know. But I say just plead your case to her. You know, just as passionate as you are talking to us, you know, just let her know, like, well, you know, he or she know that that's something, you know, that you're really passionate about, and you feel like what they are doing is violating your First Amendment right, and yes, it is.
Like, I called my aunt the other day, and she's like a mom to me. I called her, and I started crying because this is not what God wanted. This is not how God had planned this. We're God's creation. Like, we should be. I'm sorry, I'm texting my phone. Come on back real quick. I'm so sorry, guys.
No, it's fine. It is. I just love how passionate you are, you know. And like I said, the children definitely are, you know, the future. And you know, when y'all are out there doing, you know, positive things, I think it's up to us adults, you know, and older folks to, you know, like, really support y'all. And, you know, like I said, I just really, you know, commend you for, you know, wanting to use your voice and wanting to speak up when you see injustice. Yeah. But I think, did she drop out?
No, I'm still here, sweetie. I'm sorry. I was listening.
Okay.
I feel that racism should be ended. I feel that nobody should be judged because of their skin color, because at the end of the day, we all do the same exact thing. We pay taxes. We work for a living. Like, we're us. Like, we're individual, beautiful human beings. And it's just, I can't keep sitting here watching this world go the way that it is. And I'm hating it right now. Like, this thing, like, I want a family. I really do. But I cannot bring in a baby into this world. Like, I'm in college, so I'm going through time. I'm working part-time. And it's just, I can't. This world is too cruel at this point. And I shouldn't have to be thinking like that. Like, I should be able to, like, go on and do what I want in life, but I can't out of fear for my future children. And
yeah,
that's something that nobody should have to do. Like, see, no, there, I'll be singing or I'll be rapping my own music on my radio and everything. But like, I rap about my life. I rap through. My uncle, he was a heavy drug addict. And I have written about that. He was murdered 4 years ago. I wrote I wrote a song about him last year because he was on my mind, and it had gotten to the point where I was in tears. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to start writing. Like, creativity has always been my escape from reality all the time.
Well, I'm definitely sorry to, you know, like, hear about your uncle.
Well, thank you, but the way I look at it is God called him home because he needs to be somebody else's guardian angel. I don't look at the world through a sad eye because I know if I do, I won't get nowhere, like, but at the end of the day, like, I try to think with so much positivity, and I try to spread it as much as I can, because just a simple smile could save somebody's life. Just a simple hello could change someone's whole mindset. And that's what a lot of people are failing to realize, and that's what kills me, because at the end of the day, you have to motivate yourself, and you have to be the best that you can be, because nobody else truly has your back like you have your back.
Yeah, yeah, and you are definitely, you know, so right, and you seem so wise beyond your 17 years.
I have been through abuse.
You know.
I've been through so much, and I was forced to grow up at a young age. I was forced to finish raising myself and to raise three of my little cousins. So I had to grow up and be a parent to my baby cousins, even though I wasn't ready. I had to be a parent to myself. See, my mom was also on drugs when I was a kid. I don't hate her for that. But I tell her all the time, I tell her that I hope she gets out of that addiction, and I don't wish her the worst, but I do wish her the best. Because at the end of the day, everybody has a life, and every single life is beautiful. It is just how you make it in life.
And yes, you are definitely right about that. Well, we definitely appreciate you, you know, for calling in. And, you know, hopefully you'll be, you know, able to join the broadcast, you know, as soon as, you know, you're able to get everything situated. And like I said, just, you know, keep your head up, keep on pushing, and definitely you be safe out there.
Yes, ma'am, and you too. And I wish you guys the best. And God loves you. I don't know you, but I love you because you are a human in God's eyes. You are my sister.
Well, that is so sweet, and that's how I look at everybody. You know, and I definitely love you too. And, you know, like I said, just, you know, keep your head up, keep pushing, and, you know, you make sure you be safe out there because you are the future, and I know you'll definitely succeed.
Thank you, ma'am. And make sure you keep your head up and you keep pushing through whatever you're going through. I don't know if you're going through anything, but if you are, keep your head up and tell yourself you are with it because you are.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. You're welcome. Let's get to the next caller.
All righty, sweetie.
It took us to church today.
Oh, that's me, too.
Hello?
Yes,
hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing fine.
Yeah, I'm doing good. And you? What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Tiff, and I am calling out of Washington State.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Any rain up there yet?
Sorry?
Any rain?
My name is Tiff.
Oh, okay. So what you got going on out there?
Right now, I am actually working on a podcast myself, and it's about bringing people together from all angles of life. We're focused on right now of what's going on currently with the George Floyd and with Breonna Taylor. We're focusing on where the justice is and how we can come together and stand together and make a change together.
Okay, that's great. That
I believe that
great.
I believe that we all have the right to make a change. We all have the right to be heard. And in my podcast, everybody will be heard. Nobody will be discriminated against. I don't care who you are. You will not be discriminated against. You're there for a reason, and that's to be heard, and that's so we can make change together.
That's great. And, you know, I think, you know, like right now, it just demonstrates how, you know, we're, there are more things that we have in common than we, you know, that would want to separate us. You know, we definitely have more in common. And I appreciate, you know, like anyone that wants to lend their voice and just really just be heard and just call out injustice when you see it. You know, like what's going on right now is just, it was blatant. You know, we saw a murder in front of our faces, you know, and it wasn't, it's no way to misconstrue what we all saw, you know, and I think it's just bringing out real raw emotions in people because it was just so blatant, you know, like in our face. And, you know, I just really commend you for what you're doing. And, you know, so have you started it yet, or are you just like getting everything like together?
I just actually released my first podcast on Monday, and I will be doing it every Friday at 2 p.m., excuse me, Pacific time. That way I can get interviews in with people and get everybody's perspective on how they feel about things. And we're going to take it to the top. My name of the show is called Crosstalk, and it's on Podbean, excuse me. It's on there. And we will be tackling different subjects every week. You know, I wanted to start out with something happy and everything, but I can't when my heart is so heavy right now with this. Yeah. And I just decided to start doing this Monday afternoon. I was like, I can't keep silent anymore. I have to speak up. I have to say something because it's going to start here. And everybody that comes into my show will know that they are loved, and they will know that they are heard by the time my show is over.
Okay, that is definitely great. And you said, what's the name of the show again?
It's called ROSS, and it's on Podbean.
Okay. Well, I am definitely going to check you out. I'm always listening to different, like, podcasts and things, so.
When everything settles down, we'll have more exciting talk once everything settles down. But right now, until justice is served and until things change, we're going to be focused on what we can do to make a change right now.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, we got to keep our foot on their neck because that's the only way things will definitely change.
Yes, and reparations for minorities definitely are going to be in effect.
Yes, definitely. I stand with everything going right now. I'm 100 for the protests. I'm right there. I'm with everybody during this time, and I will continue the fight for the voices that can't be heard right now. Like I said, we will make them heard.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely great. And I'm you know, like I said, I'm definitely going to check you out. You know, I'm
thank you so much.
The first one, and you're welcome. And you definitely be safe out there, and you know, call in, you know, each week, and you know, let's chat it up, and these types of combos going, because that's the only way we'll definitely make change.
I sure will. Thank you for having me on the show.
Amen.
You're welcome.
You take care. Be safe. And God bless.
You too, definitely. You too.
Thank you
so much. God bless. I am definitely, shout out to all the callers and the listeners today. I am definitely feeling, you know, just the spirit of togetherness that everyone is coming with. You know, and even though we're all just, you know, our hearts are heavy, and we're staying on the positive sides of things. We're trying to do, you know, our part to see what change we can make. And let's get to the next caller.
Hey, family, this is Ann Jules calling from Eastern Massachusetts.
Hey, sis.
How are you guys? I'm good. Shout out to World Crush Takeovers. I mean, you guys are awesome. LaVar Hayes and Keisha, and shout out to Black Tear on Blackout Radio. I'm so grateful to be here, you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, sis. We have missed you this past week. How have you been?
I've been good. I've been praying a lot. And shout out to, I'm going to check that podcast out of that young queen that was on prior to me, Miss Croftcast. That's what's up. That queen, she's doing her thing, and I'm going to check her out, and I wanted to ask her if she's listening to check out Crip Hop Nation, spell with a K, R-I-P. We represent the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the elderly, the blind, and the poor out there, because 99% of the people that are being shot by police are of Black African-American people out there, and they're disabled and they're in wheelchairs, and I've seen it on freaking film, and it really upsets me. So that's why I do what I do, and that's why I joined that organization. And it's not just about music. We give a platform to all types of people all over the world, internationally. Queens in Africa making hats, all different kinds of people. Dancers, rappers, poets, artists. We've got a deaf rapper. It's incredible that talent out there that we got and that represent those people. So if you guys are in that category that I named, just check us out and look up Leroy Moore. We had a really good guy on our side who was a part of the crossroads of the Crip Hop Nation, Rob Denoise Temple, who happened to be a part of Sugar Hill Gang. He was their DJ and wrote a lot of their music. And he brought into our fold Wonder Mike and all of those cats. So they are also a part of this plight for all kinds of people out there. So there's a lot of positive things still going on in the world. And that's what we try to bring a focus to, just like that young queen that I heard prior to me being on air. So shout out to her and keep shining, queen. But yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know time ticks away, but you guys, thank you so much for all your support, and I definitely will book this track. I was just telling Black Tear that once we get a word and a go from Northfire Records, I've already put a deposit on the studio time, and so we're ready to do it. I made an investment in this track that Rob Denoise Temple wrote, and we lost our brother on April 21st. He died, so this track is very, very, very special to Ageless Angels, to my love, Earthling Jay, and I, because we are a part of a band that we started, Ageless Angels, and Rob just happened to like what we were doing and helped us out. He remixed our latest track that we got out called The Reality. I got a track called Sweet Loving Lines that I wrote about my man and my part for humanity. You can find out on all the platforms out there. And you can check us out on agelessangelsmusic.com. We're still grinding. We're doing great things. And I'll keep you guys posted for interviews. I'd love to be a guest again. Thank you for having us on your show. And I will continue to show my support for Royal Crush Takeover on Blackout Radio by calling in every Thursday and giving you guys much love. Shout out to Carlito 810 and to all your team here at Blackout Radio. Much love to you all. Yeah, much love to you, LaVar, and to you, Black T, and to you, Keisha. I love you guys, my family, and I thank you so much for your support. Please keep me in the loop. I always let me know.
Love you too, sis. Definitely thanks for always supporting, and like I said, I'll definitely be looking forward, to us getting that interview and, listen to that, the track with Rob Denoise Temple and everything that you guys, were working on.
Thank you, sister. I know.
You are
so
welcome, sis.
It touches my heart. I know that what is happening in the world today, all I can do is just get down on my knees and pray and use the platforms that I got to make the world a better place. So thank you for letting me do that. So many blessings and salute to you guys. Be blessed. Stay safe.
Yes, you too. Stay, definitely stay safe out there. And, you know, like I said, we appreciate you and everything that you have done for us.
Oh, right back at you. Thank you, sister. I love you, queen. I love you,
You're
king.
You're welcome.
Peace be with you. Have a good night.
You do so.
Yeah, you have a great night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Again, you know, I'm just really, you know, loving the dialogue and everything that everyone is doing. So, you know, without y'all, it definitely would be no us. And we greatly appreciate all of the love and support you guys have shown us in almost 4 years of us doing this show. You know, but we greatly appreciate all of the love and support you guys have shown us over these years. But if you want to know how you can set up an interview for the show, get your music played on the show, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook or ENT Crush on Twitter or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG or Royal Crush ENT on IG as well. And I think we got enough time for another caller. And yes, and you can hit my co-host up and Mr. Run Tell That on IG as well.
Well, since he's been killing him for a while, man, that's it.
There's no more hands over him.
Okay. Well, we're going to get into this next track. This is Stuck Like That by our homie, Hardhead Gino.
Mula. See me stunting on these niggas like a daily routine. When I show up on the set, boy, I'm killing the scene. I got the Molly, Xanax, and Promethazine. This that new boy swear these haters ain't never seen. On the road to riches, I switch lanes. Cutting up with this switchblade. Ice chain, got a sore throat. I hit the club on my sick days. Fuck run with these hoe niggas. I don't fuck with these gold diggers. Real recognize real, I guess these Mula never know niggas. Catch up to this big dog, you'll fuck around and get mustard. 100 tips in this magazine, I'll put your ass on the cover. We breaking down that trees, all my niggas yelling out timber. Nigga, I stay eating good and it ain't even November. FOE, they with me, KOS, they with me. Got a bitch named Brittany, my nigga Goof got Whitney. Crack a bottle, get tipsy, smoke a blunt, get trippy. If you niggas don't know the name, you can find me on your girl titty.
Y'all look like money, smell like money. Hop up out the bed every morning, getting money. Got a room full of bitches, closet full of bricks. Bet you never met a nigga stunt like this. Go stunt like this, stunt like this. Never ever met a nigga stunt like this. Go stunt like this, stunt like this. Never met a motherfucker stunt like this. Go.
Pull up in a Bentley at Benny Hanna. Or at the room at the Ramada. Jacuzzi and sauna. We'll prepare a bad bitches, Molly and Donna. And they ain't caring. No, in that all black McLaren. Got niggas staring what I'm wearing. Is Mr. GQ with a got to stay fresh. Mitchell and S with the Gucci vest. Hermit belt steady playing a hand. I was there. Man, I love shopping just as much as I love copping. I'ma be fresh as hell if the feds watch it. And if I catch you plotting, I'ma leave you rotting. Mash your potato, L grotting. So many haters, I'm spotting like some type of disease. No type of frenemies. I stay slanted like Vietnamese. In a rap race, I stay chasing up cheese. Bossing up on 100 G's, doing it with ease.
Yeah, I look like money, smell like money. Hop up out the bed every morning, getting money. Got a room full of bitches, closet full of bricks. Bet you never met a nigga stunt like this. Go stunt like this, stunt like this. Never ever met a nigga stunt like this. Go stunt like this, stunt like this.
never met a motherfucker son like this.
I don't know if I'm feeling this shit a little more than others, but I had you pussy niggas peeking from under the covers. One eyeball, bitch, fuck on, get touch like an iPhone. No homo, bitch, I'm on that savage shit, don't get me wrong. Got a red bone with a red thong, big red bong and a red nose. Got red eyes, got red hair, red clothes and red toes. Get sprayed on, use a mark, man, I keep Jane. I'm Tarzan, I'm swimming in lean. Barn, man, I'm jig, nigga. Carl saying this thing too party, get bossy. And she gave me a taste, now I'm off in. That pussy tastes like frosting, I'm sticking, nigga. Jousting, I'm awesome, be cautious. Don't smudge up his coffin. His girl puts a dive in head first, like, damn, I think I lost it. Hard head like a nigga, better don't look back. Bitch, imagine finna bring a home to bacon on a breadwinner. And if you touch mine, I put your hand to blenders. I smoke loud medicator. If I ain't got a blunt, I use paper. My PO say put the weed down, I'm drinking straight, no chaser.
Yeah, I look like money, smell like money. Hop up out the bed every morning, getting money. Got a room full of bitches, closet full of bricks. Bet you never met a nigga stunt like this. Go stunt like this, stunt like this. Never ever met a nigga stunt like this. Go stunt like this, stunt like this. Never met a motherfucker stunt like this. Go.
Johnny.
Alrighty, I definitely like that joint. You know, before we get out of here, Mr. Ryan Tadet, you got any last words?
Make sure y'all come out from August 29th to the 30th. I'll be in the state of Montana as a special guest. So if anybody wants to set a spot, let me. Yeah, I said they could check me out on August 29th and 30th. I'll be in Montana.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And also, I'll be featured in Bridge the Gap magazine really soon, too.
Yes, what's that? Yeah, you've been doing a lot of Omeg lately.
Yeah, you got to. You got to get your face out there. No matter how much they hate, quarantine, all that stuff, we got to get it out there. It's been way too long.
I ain't mad at you, homie.
I appreciate it. It's more than just radio.
Exactly.
Network college,
so. You know, as I have said before, you know, my little tagline for us signing out each week is so much more poignant now. You know, again, we greatly appreciate all of the callers and the listeners for tuning in with us all these years and just really just helping us, you know, because without us, it definitely, without y'all, it would be no us. So we definitely greatly appreciate it. I want everyone to have a great weekend. You know, let's be kind to one another. And, you know, I love how today's conversation was. I want us to keep having these conversations, you know, in the community, wherever you are. You know, we got to ally with people that sometimes don't look like us, you know, to really push this thing, you know, forward. And, again, if you want to know how you can get your music played on the show, and schedule an interview, you can hit me up on Facebook at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook, or ENT Crush on Twitter, or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG. And you can hit up my co-host at Mr. Ryan Talbot on IG. If we can, hopefully we can get this last track. And this is, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, this is KK Key by Young Solo. And seven souls. I hope I did that right.
Yeah. And I put that on God. Like, man, that shit a whole hundred, you hear me? Like, that don't stop. Body at the body, you hear me?
Been riding with my Glocks. I've been lurking on my eyes. Tryna catch that pussy slipping, tryna put one in the box. Close